The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 2-0 in conference play and 5-1 overall and are ranked number 8 in the AP poll and number 6 in the Amway Coaches poll. Michigan State visits Indiana on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll open up the call for questions from the media.
Okay, thank you. Excited about the opportunity to go down and play Indiana this week. I'll take some questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Coach, as you hit game 100, the vision you laid out for this program, the opening press conference that you had there at the podium, can you reflect and summarize how far this program's come from then to now? And has it come as far as you expected it would when you stood up there that day?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to thank everybody who's been a part of this program for the last 7.5 years, mainly the players and the coaches that have remained, and it's created continuity here, our administrators, our president. There's been great continuity at Michigan State, and the one thing that I do remember vividly saying is that if we could all go in one direction here, we could be champions. And I think that's what's created that. We've got great chemistry here. We've won a co-championship. We've won an outright championship. We've won our last 3 bowl games. We've been to 7 of them. So I think that my feeling is that we've done some great things here, but it's not the end game yet. There's more to accomplish.
Coach Manning is the guy that's been there a very long time, including, of course, your first stint there. Does his work that he does with the players, especially in those cold winter mornings, does that pay off more as the season goes forward from this point?
Absolutely. I think he shapes our players not just in the weight room and develops them as physically, but he shapes their awareness, their mentality, their competitiveness, and he spends so much time with our guys counseling them, not just in terms of how to handle themselves, you know, how to get better physically, but also how to handle themselves as individuals. And he really is truly one of the people that I would say is the heart and soul of this football team. And I've said that over and over before. And when you look at, he's been here since 1995, and I look at all the lives that he's touched as an individual, it's overwhelming.
Your next question comes from the line of Josh Moyer with ESPN.
Tony Lippitt has been much more of a factor for you guys in the passing game this year. But what makes him such an effective receiver, and what do you think he owes this improvement to?
I think he's become a guy that he understands pass concepts. He's a former quarterback, so he understands, you know, spacing and things of that nature. I think that he's got good rapport, obviously, with Connor Cook. I think that he's caught the balls and made the 50-50 catches, so he's making difficult catches as well. He's a long-bodied receiver with great speed, so he's got some very apparent advantages, you know, going up against people. And, you know, it's not like we've just gone to him. It's not like we're looking just for him. But at the same time, he's been extremely productive. And I think what's made him like that is he's, you know, he's a little bit of a grinder. You know, he's going to work extremely hard. He's not going to settle. He's going to always try and advance his ability to lead and also advance his ability as a football player and as a person. Tremendous individual, completely unselfish.
Your next question comes from the line of David Woods with the Indianapolis Star.
Yes, Coach. Not only is Indiana kind of facing the unknown Saturday with the new quarterback, so is Michigan State. How does that influence your preparation?
Well, we were watching some high school film the other day, so you know there are plays at Covington on the film that we have, you know, from this season thus far, and you know, have to look at that and try and look forward and analyze what they could possibly do, but you know, Kevin Wilson is an outstanding coach, and he's going to have a plan. And basically, his plans have been extremely productive. So there's no question that every game, there's an adjustment factor that you have to adjust to as a football coach and as a player relative to who you're playing. You know, certainly with Coleman and Roberts there as running backs, you know, Shane Wynn, they've got a lot of different weapons that they're going to choose to use.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Daniel Yeatsman with USA Today Sports.
Mark, I wanted to know, you know, autographs and memorabilia are sort of in the news now. What do you guys tell your players about sort of the dangers and things to be aware of with dealing with that kind of stuff?
You know, we've, just like everybody, you know, our compliance people spend a lot of time talking about the different things that can happen and cannot happen in your football program. And I think the amount of attention that has been out there relative to other people and their signings is, you know, I would think giving our players pause as to you know, what's right and what's not right. So there's no way that we can, as people, just as coaches, be able to evaluate everything that's going on out there. You try, but I think our players understand what's right and what's wrong. I hope they choose right.
We've got time for one last question here for Coach.
Your final question comes along with Tom Canavan with Associated Press.
Mark, most coaches will tell you got to stop the run to win on defense. I mean, when you look at, you've been very successful doing that. Can you talk about stopping the run and the challenge you face with Coleman this weekend?
I think it always starts up front in a football game. If you can control the line of scrimmage, you can usually run it or stop the run. I think the other factor is you have to affect the quarterback, which will affect the passing game. Tevin Coleman is an outstanding running back, leads the nation in rushing. It's really amazing the big runs that he's had. I think a lot of things are predicated by concepts that they run, so it's great offense conceptually as well. With that being said, they have another running back. Roberts is a very, very good player as well. So, again, it's going to, you know, you've got to stop the run to beat Indiana. I think there's a little bit of a misconception that they are just a football team that's going to throw it all over the place. He's been extremely productive, and it'll be very difficult for us to stop.
Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks.